Just over a fifth of children who took their Key Stage 2 SATs last year lost sleep over it. And, well, one in six couldn't eat because of nerves. This is all according to a new report that's just out. And to talk about it, joining us on the line, John Coe from the National Association for Primary Education and Dr. Amanda Gummer, who's a child psychologist. John Gummer, how alarmed are you over these figures?
Yes, it is very worrying indeed. Of course, the SATs, which children are sitting today and for the rest of the week, are a period of nervousness and apprehension for them. It's because there's a great deal of weight placed upon the results by government. Schools are being measured by how well their children are doing. And the anxiety of the adults, they can't help it. Both parents and teachers, this is communicated to the children. Parents, wise parents, are saying to the children, just do your best. Of course, it's not a question of passing or failing. But on the other hand, the children know. They know and they like their teachers, that's the point, and they don't like to see their teachers nervous about it, and so they become nervous. And the research, the Kellogg's research, which you quoted, is very worrying. Too many children are losing sleep and having anxiety in the night because of the days that are ahead of them.
Doesn't it, though, prepare them for future life and, having to face up to things? You don't want children cosseted all their life,
do
you?
Oh, no. No one's talking about cosseting them. School life's full of challenges. There's a difference, you see, between the sort of tests which we teachers set in the course of the normal working week, and we're testing the children all the time. And sometimes the tests are more formal in nature as the children get older. But there's a difference between those tests in the stride of the child and the tests which the government now is measuring schools by. There's a high-stakes test, and that's why there's too much anxiety in primary education, not just this week, but in general.
And Dr. Amanda Gummer, there are all sorts of tales here of children overeating, comfort eating, and even some as young as 10 and 11 smoking to get that tension level down. I mean, I'll ask the same question. Are you surprised that so many find this so stressful?
Yeah, and it's a shame, isn't it? It's like any skill in life. You want to start preparing children for adult life as early as possible, but you need to do it in a simple, age-appropriate way. So, you know, a spelling test or a times table test in a classroom setting, absolutely fine. And as they get older and they learn more skills, you're trying to build that resilience so that they can thrive under pressure and they can show sort of themselves in their best light when they need to. But that takes time and consistency, and it's not something that you can expect a 10 or 11 year old to have the social, emotional or cognitive ability to be able to manage, because you need to be able to foresee consequences. You're telling 10 and 11 year olds, or some teachers, and not many by any stretch of the imagination, but some teachers are telling children that this is the most important exam of their life, and giving that message to children puts a load of stress on them at a time when they're not able to see past, you know, for them a 16-year-old is a grown-up. They don't see their future. They haven't got that long foresight and an understanding of sort of repercussions. So building that resilience and the coping strategies up gradually as children mature is the way forward. So I think, you know, that's what worries me, is that it's too much too soon.
So, John, teachers need to be very careful about what they say to children before these tests, because maybe they're overplaying the importance of them and causing these after effects.
Yes, we have to be very careful indeed. And teachers as a whole would not wish to cause children stress. I think we must go back to government about this. At the moment, it's not just SATs week. There are too many tests at almost every stage in primary education. So a lot of the work of schools, of primary schools, is preparing for the next test. And that's sometimes and very often not the best education for the children. So we must think again. Government must talk to parents and teachers about how to make primary education more suited to the children. At the moment, it's got overbalanced. I believe that we could probably slim down the testing regime in primary schools by 2/3 and still achieve the assessments that are necessary.
Amanda Gummer, is there a website to go to see the results of this survey?
Yeah, the Kellogg's website has all the information and advice on how to set up a breakfast club if a school doesn't have one as well. So I think giving children the kind of the start in life and the start for their exam week is the best preparation they can have. So yeah, I'd urge parents to go and have a look for that information on the Kellogg's website.
Dr. Amanda Gummer and John Coe from the National Association for Primary Education, thank you both for coming on.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure.